Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Our next story involves a precious violin and a name that may be familiar to NPR listeners. Virtuoso Roman Totenberg's rare Stradivarius was stolen in 1980. Decades later, the violin was recovered, and tonight it's returning to the scene of the crime in Cambridge, Massachusetts, for a homecoming performance. Andrea Shea from member station WBUR has more on the violin's journey back to where it disappeared.
For nearly four decades, Roman Totenberg and his Stradivarius, which was crafted in 1734, danced on major orchestra stages around the world. But Totenberg's intimate relationship with his rare instrument came to a shocking end.
In 1980, my father, who was then also the head of the Longy School of Music in Cambridge, played a recital there.
NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg says he stopped to chat with friends outside his office after the performance.
And so when my father returned to gather up his beloved Stradivarius, his musical dancing partner, as he put it, of 30-some-odd years, was gone.
For Roman Totenberg, it was like losing an arm. The brazen theft made international headlines. Only an estimated 600 Stradivarius violins still exist. Nina says her father's robbery case remained cold for decades.
And he used to say, when people would say, "Professor Totenberg, do you think your violin will ever be found?" And he would say, "After I have kicked the bucket."
Sadly, he was right about that and about the culprit. The lifted Strad reappeared in 2015, 3 years after Roman Totenberg died at the age of 101.
The thief was the person my father always thought it was, a guy named Philip Johnson, who was an aspiring musician. He was not a student of my father's, but I think his ex-girlfriend was. And my dad was just very suspicious of him.
After Johnson died in 2011, his ex-wife found a locked crate, and inside it, a beautiful violin. Appraisers and the FBI determined it was Totenberg's. His daughters were ecstatic, but what they wanted most was to find a new, passionate, and compatible partner for the violin.
We wanted to make sure it was going to be played in great concert halls around the world, where my father played it until it was stolen.
In the end, the Totenbergs sold the Strad to an anonymous buyer. The new owner handed it to a new consortium he dreamed up that would loan exquisite string instruments to young, rising musicians. This is 19-year-old Juilliard student Nathan Meltzer playing the storied violin. He's been performing some of Roman Totenberg's favorite pieces, including Bartok's Rhapsody No. 1 for violin and piano. It's on the program tonight at a homecoming recital at Longy School of Music.
The very same hall, which is great and inspiring and also slightly frightening.
Over the past year, the musician's been discovering the violin's masculine, silky vocal qualities, along with imprints he feels Totenberg left after playing it for so long.
It's such a dark and resonant instrument, and the way it sounds like he approached his way of phrasing and his general musical voice is a very, very soulful one.
The Totenberg sisters have been sharing stories, videos, and recordings with Meltzer, including their father playing Franck's violin sonata in the 1950s. For Meltzer, when the music turns angsty, it evokes the deep heartbreak Totenberg felt after his Strad was stolen. Meltzer wanted to play this at tonight's performance, in part because the final movement brings a celebratory release of tension. He says it connects to the relief so many people feel now that Roman Totenberg's Strad is back in action. Here is Meltzer playing that part on the famous violin. Nina Totenberg looks forward to seeing Meltzer, her family, and her father's friends at a place where this once-lost violin's journey can come full circle.
It really does bring tears to my eyes every time I think of returning to the scene of the crime and making a happy occasion out of it.
Nina knows there won't be dry eyes among the Totenberg sisters, but there will be plenty of watchful ones, the new violin guardians included.
I'm not going backstage unless I have the violin in my hand.
For Here and Now, I'm Andrea Shea.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Tanya Mosley.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.